a Nacho Radio podcast.
The Dave and Darren podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Yes, this is Nacho Radio. This is Dave and Darren's top five things. Got a very exciting find. Discovered something, and I've been just going crazy, Darren. I can't wait to share it, not only with you, but with everyone else.
You found something, or you got fined?
No, I have made a discovery.
Oh.
I have made a discovery which could change everything forever.
Okay.
I don't want to overhype it, but it could be the greatest discovery in the history of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcasting.
And not in a good way.
No, well...
Or is it in a good way?
You know, I don't want to taint it. I feel like I've done my typical job of overhyping something.
You're one of the best hype men in the business. Well, No Diego.
Diego hypes an appropriate amount. I say everything is the greatest and best ever. You know, that's the difference between us. But before we have to get...
Diego is always very measured.
That's it. Measured hype man. That's what Diego brings to the table. A measurement that I enjoy. But before we get to any of that, there's this little bit of breaking news. I don't know if you're even aware of this, Darren.
I bet I'm not.
We have another sexual misconduct scandal breaking this morning.
I gotcha.
Can you guess which news person, someone associated with the news...
A news person.
...who has been terminated for sexual misconduct?
So they got rid of him. This is the first we're hearing of it, and
this,
someone's gone.
This person is terminated.
Terminated.
No longer has a job as a result of some sexual misconduct.
Barbara Walters. Wait a minute.
No, not Barbara Walters. This hasn't even aired yet in the Quad Cities. Let's go to the Today Show.
Everybody, welcome to Today. And Hoda's here with me at this morning because this is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack, and we just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated, and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you, but we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists. I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours.
We'll get into all of it.
So I
will get into all of Matt Lauer's misdeeds.
I wonder if the Bushy is thinking, is it time for me to come home?
He's just sitting by the phone like a dope. Just ready to...
Putting still ice on his head from the golf wounds.
I dodged a bullet. I mean a golf ball.
A golf ball. I didn't dodge it. It was a direct hit. I've got something of a concussion, but I think I know how to answer a phone if anyone calls.
Meanwhile, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, tweeting...
You mean the PPG?
PPJ!
PPJ?
That's PPJ!
I think that's a sandwich.
PPG says, wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace.
Sure, time to pile on.
But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past. That's a tweet from the president.
Check out everyone's past.
You know what? Punitive damages. Matt Lauer doesn't have a gig anymore.
Well, I tell you what. He's been in the whether he deserved to be or not, he was in the tabloids for quite some time, wasn't
now,
he?
See, I don't really remember that, but that's what Jenny was saying. She said that she thought that maybe he was a little bit of a rascal.
Uh-huh.
With some,
yeah,
some issues. This is the first I'm hearing of it. Mm. Is anyone going to be left to read the news? I mean, seriously. If I had told you 2 months ago, Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer are both going to be out of work because they're pigs. I really think we should do...
Saw him playing dominoes down by the boardwalk.
That's when I knew. That's when I knew we were in for rough sailing. Yeah, and I guess they found out about this on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
As we're sitting here in the studios doing the show for you, it's, Wednesday morning? He gone. And right. they just went up to Hoda and Savannah and said, read this. Matt ain't coming in today. Or ever. That's a game changer.
Yeah, I don't suppose it's the end of things either.
No, you really think, I want to thank everybody, by the way, who's been sending us the emails or the videos via email. People have superimposed the wrestling ref into different action. There's one where he's like swimming with the sharks, and sure. I could watch it all day long.
Yeah.
It's very, very mesmerizing. That kind of ties into the big revelation.
Your big find?
Yeah, I think
that was not the big find.
No. No, that's just breaking news. That just happened. That's not what I've been excited to share. I didn't know about this.
We were just handed that.
Yes, this has just been handed to me. Are you familiar with the country artist Lynn Anderson, Darren?
Yes.
Lynn Anderson, of course, her big hit was I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Right? Universally loved.
Everybody enjoyed
Everyone knew it. Everyone played it.
Right. What's not to enjoy? I first became a...
I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover.
Don't know what that means.
You could actually promise someone a rose garden.
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, no, it's not that hard,
you could
really.
Do it.
Sure.
I can put some rose bushes out there, I suppose. I mean, call it a garden if you want to, crazy person.
Not going
to
bloom for a while.
You know what? Maybe I'll just put them right there in that bed of clover. I don't know.
You know. Well,
I'll think it over.
No, you know.
Along with the sunshine.
Rather, yeah.
There's got to be a little rain sometime.
I first became aware of this song... It was used as a sample.
Now everyone skate.
Everyone.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Hmm.
Although I'm going to need to hang on to somebody because I'm not that strong a skater.
It would be weird if you had a landscaper and that was his ringtone.
Is this guy actually going to do the work?
I don't think this cat's on the level.
I got a hold of this botanist, but I'm not sure that this is the right
one. I don't get it. I had Craig Hignite over, and his ringtone is I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. And that mustache, what's going on with that?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's not his ringtone.
I'll ask him next time I see him.
Sure.
So he'll be at work today, I believe. Wednesday's is his day to come in and answer questions on our 11 o'clock news.
What's your ringtone? Where are you going to be swimming this summer?
Also,
Craig...
Okay, I first became aware of that song. It was used as a sample in the 80s. There was a group called Con Can that did it was a big hit.
Con Air, I remember.
Well, no, this was like an electro synth minor hit in the
1980s. Of course they were, very minor.
And I believe the song was simply called I Beg Your Pardon. Hmm. It's a wonderful song.
I wonder where
song.
They got that idea.
Well, from the sample, of course. So Lynn Anderson. The artist Lynn Anderson.
Uh-huh.
That's who I want to talk about today on Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Led an interesting life. Not without her share of hard times and scandals. Matt Lauer, if you're listening to this...
Are you talking about hard times, Daddy?
I'm talking about there's no honor among thieves, Daddy. Lynn Anderson, born in Winnipeg. They faked it on her birth certificate to make it look like she's born in the States.
All right.
Grew up in Fair Oaks, California.
She did that?
Well, I don't think babies can do that, but... She then...
Do you know... Hmm? Did that baby just forge her own birth certificate?
She started singing at the age of 6 and would win contests. She won 700 trophies doing songs in different contests.
Did she ever win Share the Fun?
1966, Lynn Anderson was named California Horse Show Queen. I mean, that's something, right? They don't just make you the horse show queen for nothing, right? You gotta really know your stuff.
Queen of the horses.
Yes, that's right. California horse show queen.
Snickers. Ruffles.
She had, of course, songs, big hits in the 60s and 70s. Then kind of fell out of favor, right? I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, I'd say, was her biggest hit. A major
signature
crossover.
Song, sure.
I mean, that was a country song that crossed over.
It was played by everyone.
It went, I believe, all the way to number 3 on the Billboard pop chart, Darren.
Mm.
Right?
Universal smash.
She then had a bunch of country singles that went to number 1. You're My Man, How Can I Unlove You. She was a big deal until she wasn't. And had a couple of marriages fall apart. She had her kids taken away because she was something of a terrible mother, apparently. She was swearing at her kids all the time.
I wonder what the last thing she said to the kids was.
I beg your pardon. I wish you were never born. Something along those lines. Yeah, she had some controversy.
And this all leads to...
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm getting to it. She went to jail for a couple of days. Contempt of court for cursing her children during a court-approved visit. The judge was like, you got to go to jail to learn that you can't talk to your children that way. There was custody was awarded exclusively to her ex-husband. And then she took to the bottle. Charged with driving while intoxicated in Denton, Texas in 2004. She failed a field sobriety test. She was accused in 2005 of shoplifting a Harry Potter DVD from a local supermarket in Taos, New Mexico.
Well, it's pretty solid entertainment.
She was arrested for shoplifting the Harry Potter DVD, punched the arresting officer. Let me tell you a little something I know about cops. They don't like it when you punch them. Charged with shoplifting, resisting arrest, and assault on a cop. 2006, Lynn Anderson, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Lynn Anderson arrested on a second driving under the influence of alcohol charge, this time in New Mexico. Last arrest happened on September 11, 2014. She was involved in yet another minor traffic accident, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. She was arrested after she admitted she was drinking alcohol and taking prescription medications, booked on DUI, and then went to the Betty Ford Center. So that's 3 DUIs that we know of. Lynn Anderson would die in July of 2015. She was 67 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She had pneumonia and died at the age of 67. So she's no longer with us.
Right.
But just before Lynn Anderson's death, in the year 2015, and I want you to circle that in your mind, the year 2015.
I'm trying.
I know you're annoyed with me, but I'm promising you a payoff, okay?
Okay. I'm not annoyed.
You seem like you want me to get to the thing here. I don't know where you've got to be in such a hurry.
I'm just curious.
I'm trying to paint a picture for you. I'm trying to Paul Harvey this as much as I can. Page 2.
Paul Harvey's been fired.
Paul Harvey never... I can guarantee Paul Harvey never had these problems with keeping his wiener in his pants. Back to Lynn Anderson, page 3.
Page 3.
So Lynn Anderson, before she died... Before she died, she went in the studio to record one last album.
All right.
The album is called Bridges. I want to play you a song from that album. Again, this was recorded and then released in 2015. And you're going to understand why that's so important. And I want you to listen to this. We'll play as much of it as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't take long to get to the payoff. And this is a song that I think wouldn't be bad to add into the Christmas lexicon, because it's about the Christmas story, the real Christmas story, the reason for the season, if you'll have it. Lynn talking about baby Jesus and Joseph and the Blessed Mother, right? It's something like that. Maybe this could go in place of Last Christmas, or the far more replaceable. And given all that's going on in the news this year, we all need to give Baby It's Cold Outside a rest. It's always been hard to listen to, but if you've been paying attention to the news for the last 6 weeks, it's almost impossible to get through Baby It's Cold Outside this week. When she says, "What's in this drink?" and the guy's like, "You're not going anywhere." It's just not cool.
Okay.
So here it is.
2015.
Just before she dies, Lynn Anderson records this song. Once she gets to the chorus, you'll know what it's about. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, special guest the Oak Ridge Boys helping Lynn out on this one.
He was a humble soul, Jacob's son, a lesser man with a cut and run. Mary was child before they were wed. He knew just what to do when the angel said,
"Get up, Joseph!
Get up, Joseph!
Get up, Joseph!
There is God, the light of the world waiting to be born. God's salvation for the weak and worn.
Prince of Peace gonna be here in the morn.
So come on, Joseph!
Come on, Joseph!
Be strong, Joseph! Get on, Joseph!
Get up, Joseph! Get up, Joseph!"
See, I figured it was either going to be Get Up, Joseph, or Summer of the Shark. Summer of the Shark, Summer of the Shark, Summer of the Shark.
2015 was the year that you debuted the Get Up, Joseph story.
And right off the bat,
yes,
she gloms on.
Yes.
Gets the Oak Ridge Boys involved.
Yes. The name of the album is Bridges. Who has more bridges in the Quad Cities? That's what we're known for. The river unites.
We can't stop building them.
Was Lynn Anderson our number one fan? Was she listening to the podcast and decided, "I got to turn this into some sort of Jesus song"? Get Up, Joseph.
It's quite possible.
By the late, great Lynn Anderson.
I still have my shirt.
That's going just back. That's
puzzling as ever.
I think it's episode 100 or episode 99, somewhere around there, where Get Up, Joseph made its debut on the show. And if you're new to the show, give us a quick treatment as to the Get Up, Joseph story.
It's just that sometimes wrestling parents can be, well, a little crazy.
Unrealistic.
Unrealistic, mm-hmm. Yeah. The idea of screaming at your son to get up, Joseph, when there's like 10 seconds left in a match and he's down like 13 to 2.
Get up, Joseph!
Yeah. It's like, you know what? You're not helping.
Chip says bridging is also a wrestling move.
To bridge?
Yeah. So
I suppose it is.
So the clues are right there.
The arch. I don't know.
Clues are right there that this is Lynn's tribute to your wonderful story and the line of t-shirts that you found all throughout the Quad Cities that summer.
I suppose there's always music that they're looking to play at wrestling meets, mm-hmm, before action.
Well, if you were like at some sort of Jesus-y school, you know, it's, well, cause you it's know, a little...
There's plenty of Catholic schools.
Yeah, I don't know about playing a song about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph at a public school, but sure, why not?
If you're at a private Catholic school, yes. I don't know why you can't get away with it.
No, it's marvelous.
That's why you're paying to be here.
Get Up, Joseph, the last thing Lynn Anderson gave us. And she gave it to us at the exact time that we were giving it to you. I had no idea she was a fan.
No.
Lynn, we miss you, baby.
You were getting it from all directions back then. Do you remember? Do you remember?
Do you think people put roses on her grave? I imagine there are people that do that, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah?
Here's your rose garden.
Do you have any idea what a grave blanket is?
Yes.
Grave blankets and grave pillows. I just found out about this yesterday afternoon. I had no idea.
Yes, a grave blanket. It's almost kind of like a horse blanket. It's a pretty sturdy blanket, I think, that you would lay on the grave. Especially, I suppose, if it was a horse grave.
they bury horses, don't they? So the idea is that you're tucking in your loved one?
Essentially, yes.
It's like made out of flowers, though, right? It's like a floral thing, or is it a blanket?
Oh, I thought it was an actual blanket. I mean, an actual blanket would be easy enough to steal, although so would the flowers.
I guess all the people I love who are buried are far away from me. I don't regularly visit.
Sure.
And I'll be honest.
You've never visited.
No, I don't visit cemeteries. It's not my thing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it will be at some point in my life, but I don't visit graves of loved ones, and if I did, I don't quite understand the idea of putting a pillow and a blanket on top of the ground where they're buried.
Yes, I guess I don't know that.
We were all here when we sealed them in a box and then put 6 feet of dirt on top. I don't know how that...
I suppose it just makes you feel better. It doesn't necessarily make them feel better.
But see, that's a $1 million idea. What if we sold blankets to people who are grieving so they could tuck in... Because the idea is you sell grave blankets this time of year because it's starting to get cold.
Sure.
So by putting a blanket...
Yeah, you don't want a nice big heavy blanket when it's July 4th.
The dead body will be nice and warm. And if we put that's like, I can't sleep at night, so I put a pillow on the roof of my house. How does that help? How does a grave pillow work?
Put a sprinkler on the grave.
Our cultures, just the way we deal with death confounds me.
Gotta make a dollar, man.
But people are happy to go and buy death pillows or grave pillows, not death pillows. Maybe that should be a thing. How would you like this? You're a dead body, and they put a pillow over your grave, and it's the same people who smothered you to death with a pillow, and that's why you're there in the first place. So it's not, you're not even trying to help my dead body. You're rubbing it in.
Or it's a Peter Graves autographed grave
pillow. I like what you did there.
This mission is impossible.
You want to get into the top five
things? We should do it. The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. We're coming very, very soon. They've got all kinds of great shows, including The Nutcracker, The Christmas Carol, a live radio play, The Magic of Bill Blagg Live, and comedian Henry Cho. And also coming very, very soon, check out the Galesburg Express on December 9th. That is a Saturday in downtown Galesburg where you can enjoy breakfast with Santa, carolers, also ice skating, loads of activities for the kids and adults. Everyone's always looking for a nice Christmas festival, and this one's happening in Galesburg on Saturday, December 9th, and the Orpheum Theater is going to have two free showings of the Polar Express, one at noon and one at 2:30 to kick off the holiday season. Tickets are available for all of the shows that are happening at the Orpheum Theater at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. Again, the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Let me ask you this. Who's having a rougher morning than a guy in New York who loves his New York Giants and loves Matt Lauer in the morning?
Yeah, his and a big Eli Manning fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, ugh, why even get out of bed today?
Number one.
Number one.
But Eli Manning, taking it in stride.
Well, he is.
Yes.
Well, the people at the Marvel Cinematic Universe are confirming that they have plans now for 20 more superhero movies. 20 more superhero movies coming from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I suppose you could have all kinds of combinations.
Next year, they've got the Black Panther movie coming out, and then Avengers Infinity War.
You mean Pink Panther?
No, Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther.
Pink Panther's not a superhero, Darren. Black Panther is. He's not. It's been 10 years since they kicked off this Marvel Cinematic Universe with the first Iron Man movie. And now... they say, yeah, we're just getting started. We've got 20 more movies in the works. They've done, so far, Marvel has done a total of 22 movies. And they say they've got another 20 on the docket that are completely different from anything that's come before. So Avengers 4, which comes out, I think in 2019, they say, will be a finale. And everything after Avengers 4 will be a whole new thing. So they're starting a whole new Marvel universe. So the Avengers, after Avengers 4, will be done. We just watched Spider-Man Homecoming, rented that. Really, really enjoyed that movie.
Was it an actual homecoming?
Yeah, I mean, there's a homecoming dance and everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Corsages and everything?
There's a corsage. Yeah. Peter Parker goes and gets a corsage. He's not really...
Is that a cartoon?
No, it was a big blockbuster movie that came out this summer.
Oh, okay.
Came out in July, and now it's on DVD, so we went and rented it, and the family thoroughly enjoyed it.
They went out to eat and everything before the dance?
No. I don't want to ruin it for you. There's no... Do you eat? I never went to a homecoming dance. Well, I did. You don't go to dinner before, you go after the
dance,
right?
Maybe I'm thinking
right?
of prom.
Yeah, I never did prom. I'm trying to remember. Did I do homecomings or I just went to dances? I don't remember. We went to Pizzeria Uno in downtown Chicago one time, and it was like, by the time we got a table, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, I'm 16 years old. This doesn't make any sense. What is this? Oh, you gotta have deep dish. Do I? It's not good. Deep dish pizza's not going anywhere. This is ridiculous.
I have to get it tonight.
This is ridiculous. I remember saying to the young lady. I said, "This has been a wonderful time because it was the girls' school dance. Uh-huh. She had invited me.
Were you selected?
And I was asked to go to the dance. And I said, "It's been a wonderful time, but I want you to know this.
So someone,
my weekend is shot now." Just shot to hell. 2 o'clock in the morning. What are we doing here? There's no traffic on the Ryan. This is a mistake.
Well, you're
going
to be able to get home quickly.
Well, we did, actually. I mean,
in retrospect.
Did
you take it to go?
No, we had to sit it there, and it's like, oh, look, you can write on the tables. Write on the tables. First of all.
That's vandalism.
First of all, if they encourage you to write on the tables, that's not cool. It's only cool if you, like, do it, you carve your name in without it being encouraged. You dig what I'm saying?
Did she encourage you to do that?
Oh, she
carve our names. Carve our names in this table.
Do one of those heart deals with our initials. Uh-huh. No.
I'll never see you again.
You're lovely, but this is a mistake. And I want you to know this. My whole weekend is shot now, being up this late.
I don't want to say anything that you could construe as harassment.
No, I didn't think that. This was the late 1980s. We didn't think in those terms. You could harass them all you wanted to back then. And everybody kept their mouths shut. But it's a different day and age, friends. Different day and age.
Two.
How much money do you think that Matt Lauer was making a year?
Ooh,
and it's gone.
It's a savings. It is certainly a savings for NBC.
Because the way that these contracts are written with these big superstars,
they're going to have clauses in there that if there's some sort of impropriety that this contract ends as of yesterday.
Right. You can't fire me unless I do something horrendous.
Yes, egregious.
Right. So unless there's some sort of moral perpetuity clause, they can't get rid of you. And if they do get rid of you, if they decide like... You know, like when they got rid of my girl, I can't believe I'm blanking on her name. The girl that I love, the lady from the Today Show that I love.
Natalie Morales?
No, Ann Curry.
Oh, Ann Curry.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
I saw Ann Curry in Manhattan, and I've said this before. In person.
Striking.
The most beautiful woman I've ever seen with my own two eyes. She was phenomenal. Like, I couldn't believe how she looks... Nothing
like an angel.
Like on television, she's not as attractive as she is in person.
Hmm.
A lot of times with TV people, they look better on TV than they do in person. Ann Curry was a vision. The face that could have launched 1,000 ships, that Ann Curry. God
former
bless.
Governor.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Yes. Former Governor Blagojevich. Would you say that he looked better in television or in person?
I'll tell you what I said when I bumped into Rod Blagojevich on the streets of downtown Chicago.
Blagojevich. Yes. I'm trying to practice it in the shower.
Yes. When I bumped into him, this was what I said. Bah! I couldn't even make words. He was.
But as far as his physical appearance,
gross. He was scary.
Not good.
Just not good. Just looked very sick. He just got a new contract. 20 bamillion dollars a year.
$20 bamillion a year.
And half the time he's not even there. What does he work, 2 hours a day? Like, that shows up. He's done at 9, right? Does he go from 7 to 9? I'm out of here. I gotta go harass some people. $20 million a year.
That's quite a savings.
A new two-year deal. He just signed it last year. So, I wonder if they have to pay him no matter what. Because, again, these people do okay. He's going to need some money, though. Because now I imagine some of that money isn't his money anymore. Dig what I'm saying?
That could be.
I hope he has to pay out every penny.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast
guilty.
Is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. They also have a location in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs, sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, Homemade Stuffing, and Mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. Try their Capture 2 today. Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad. Capriati Sandwich Shop. Download the loyalty app and get free food and get a good deal by mentioning Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I like all of that. Number two on the top five things, our neighbors to the north, Canada, their house has passed the law that would make marijuana legal.
In all of Canada.
In all of its provinces.
See, that's a...
our home and native land.
A sweeping change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The House has passed it. Now the bill moves on to the Canadian Senate there in Ottawa. But the federal government's plan to legalize marijuana, and this will all kick in just in time for the summer of 2018. The bill moves to the Senate. Conservative senators up there are saying, no, we're not having this. Mm. But there's a chance that this thing's going to pass. And then in July...
And then it's take off to the Great White North.
Wow. I believe July 1st is Canada Day. That's like the big day up there, yeah. So imagine Canada Day. And
Canadian Thanksgiving, when is that?
That's in October.
And then is there a Canadian Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is celebrated all throughout the British Commonwealth.
Okay.
So that's the day after Christmas, yeah. Yeah, they have those are the holidays that they have that we don't have, that I'm aware of.
Well, why would we have Canadian Thanksgiving? I guess we could.
I don't think that makes any sense. Yeah, we just have Thanksgiving.
It's a Canadian Thanksgiving spooktacular.
Now, our Canadian listeners, you don't call it Canadian Thanksgiving. They just call it Thanksgiving. It's kind of like our old joke, but real.
Well, it's on the calendar. When I get an American calendar, mm-hmm. It says Canadian Thanksgiving.
This is a real bugaboo of mine, if you'll allow it. There's no such thing as Canadian geese. It's Canada geese. Please. Please, everyone. Play by the rules.
Is there Canadian whiskey?
Yes.
What about Canada? It's not Canada whiskey.
No, but the animal, when you're saying Canadian geese, that's not the name of the animal.
Okay.
It's Canada geese. And if you're going to a festival celebrating Canada geese, and it's the first year of that festival, it is the inaugural Canada Geese
Festival. Not the first annual.
No such thing. No such thing, sir.
Three.
Also, tacos does not have an apostrophe S. Those are my three bugaboos as far as grammar goes. If your restaurant has tacos on the menu with an apostrophe S, uh-huh. I can't eat there. Because if you don't know how to use an apostrophe, I don't know that you know how to use paprika or cumin or any of the delicious spices that are required to make a taco. Plate.
You see that a lot?
I've seen it enough, and it drives me crazy.
I don't know that I've ever noticed it.
Well, also, you'll see a lot of misuse apostrophes this time of year. This is really misuse apostrophe season, because you get a lot of Christmas cards with your last name and an apostrophe S. That's not...
Yeah, the Pitras.
Yes. Yes.
With apostrophe S.
Yeah, that's saying there's one Pitra, and it's his.
It's mine.
Yes. If you're saying,
here's my Christmas card.
If the card is going to the Pitras, there's just an S. There's no need for an apostrophe.
Just put an S on it.
Yes, I hate to I feel like I'm going off on a tangent here, and the things that drive me nuts is people misuse our beautiful language, but...
Number three.
It needed to be said, Mr. Wonderful. Well,
I don't want to see another one of these.
Thank you for all you've done to your bodies. Researchers have discovered that bees...
With an S? Bees. With apostrophe S?
No, bees. There's no apostrophe S. It's not one bee's possession. It's all bees. Researchers have discovered that bees can be either left or right-handed. Isn't that nuts?
Hmm.
Bees. They've discovered that just like
hands?
Humans... Well, they got their little legs that they use for hands, and
so
they
you can
collect
be left
their
or right legged.
Well, maybe their hands. I mean, you're using your leg like a hand when you're collecting pollen, right? They say that they have left and right handedness. Bees do. When bees try to decide between two different routes to take, some bees are consistently right handed, and others tend to go to the left.
So it has
and
to do
with
their flying.
Could be more to do with their flying as well. Yes. Yes, and then they have two lanes. Some bees go to the left.
What
and,
about an apostrophe the right. after the S?
That's saying that all bees have yes. possession of something.
That's exactly right.
Yes,
that would be used properly.
Yes, correct.
Number four.
The bees, honey.
Turns out you're stopping at traffic lights the wrong way. If when you're at a traffic light, mm-hmm. if you get right up on somebody's bumper because you think that somehow that means when the light goes green, you'll be able to get through it faster or more people will be able to go through, it turns out science has discovered that's not true at all. Let me read you from the study here.
Okay.
If you get to a red light and you line up bumper to bumper, everybody lines up bumper to bumper.
Uh-huh.
They say the only thing that's good for, according to the Virginia Tech College of Engineering, who's done a major study on this, they say it's a widely accepted practice.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that the closer a car is to the traffic light, the more likely the car will pass through the intersection when the light changes.
Yeah, that's only if the person at the front of the line is paying attention.
Well, there is that wrinkle, the fact that half the time you're at a red light, someone's on their phone looking at their social media or whatever. Half the time, you've got to land the horn to go, hey, we're moving now.
Or we should be moving now.
They say they've recorded footage of people at traffic lights, and these researchers say that those who stop close to cars in front of them, and therefore closer to the light, gain zero advantage over other drivers who stop at a distance up to 25 feet away. Because you have to establish space before you accelerate once the light turns green. One of the tips I heard years ago, and I've always used this, is no matter where you are, if you're on the road or if you're at a red light, you should always be able to see where the tires meet, or where you should always see the back bumper or where the tires meet on the car in front of you. That if you can't see
the tires.
Their tires, if you can't see their back tires,
yes, you're too close.
You're too close.
That makes sense.
Whether you're on the road or at a red light. And the idea is that once the green light goes, you have to accelerate anyway. Like getting right up on someone's ass at a red light offers you no statistical advantage in terms of being able to get through.
And another thing that you live by is mm-hmm. that the tongue should be the reward, not the rule.
Well, that's my makeout rule, yes. Finally, number five.
Five.
Number five.
All right, sweetheart, here comes the reward.
Yeah. That was learned after many years of getting constructive criticism. I didn't come up with that. I had quite a few of them tell me, "You're bad at making out." I was like, "Oh, am I?
Oh, this
is, I guess, good to know."
I was just trying to.
What am I doing wrong? Just everything you do is wrong. You're doing it wrong. It's.
I was just reacting naturally, but what you're saying is my natural reaction is out of sync with the rest of the human race.
Yeah. No, I got that. That was a note I got quite a few times. Again, back to my late 1980s.
So you're saying it didn't take the first time?
Oh,
you think I'm wrong? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and we'll see if I'm wrong.
No,
turns out I was wrong.
No, I'm much more receptive to constructive criticism and feedback. That's a good note. What am I doing wrong? Just everything. You do everything wrong.
Could you be a little more specific? Specifically, it's everything.
Oh, I think I will make out with other people rather than you, rather than waste my time teaching you what you're doing wrong. Like, I get it. That makes sense.
Well,
I'll keep practicing on some cantaloupes and see what happens. I don't know what's going on.
The outside of the cantaloupe or the inside?
I don't know. Finally, Darren, number five. I think you know the answer to that.
I would think it should be the inside.
Waste not, want not. You know what I'm saying? Finally, number five.
Fred, have you noticed we're going through a lot of cantaloupes?
Arby's is buying Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's what I saw.
$2.4 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. $2.4 billion. Arby's buying Buffalo Wild Wings. Arby's had been a star performer in the restaurant industry.
What does
but
that
things
mean?
It's one of the few restaurants that's been making money.
Okay, it's doing okay.
A lot of these fast casual places are hurting. These poor
because fast you can't casual, smoke at the Arby's anymore.
These poor bar owners are hurting, so what's left? But lately things are not going so well for
is
them.
Is that
now,
right?
Yeah, I guess. And now they've been bought out by Arby's, and those are your top.
The Buffalo Wild Wings not doing as well. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet, hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Gift cards are available. It is the holiday season. Chocolate-covered espresso beans make a great stocking stuffer. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And, of course, the podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. And you'll be rewarded tomorrow, I suspect, because we have a patrons-only program that'll be happening tomorrow.
Just for the patrons.
As well as by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We appreciate it. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad Cities' very best cheesesteak. Try their chicken cheesesteak. It's delicious as well. Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers at Capriati's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Don't forget their soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's good stuff. Back tomorrow with the patrons only show. I have one more quick bit before
sure.
We're done here. This comes to us from WNDU Television, which is the
Notre
NBC
Dame?
Affiliate in South Bend, Indiana.
Okay, yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, used to watch this on. We would go camping. I had a little black and white portable TV, and I would tune in the Mishawaka NBC TV station because I was like, I'll be damned if I'm not going to watch my television out here in nature. This is ridiculous.
This is when you were salmon fishing?
No, salmon fishing took place on Lake Michigan. Every once in a while, the old man would be like, we're going camping out in Mishawaka.
Uh-huh.
Go to this place called EB's Pines and get out in nature. And
what
I was
programs like, were you able to pick up?
Oh, whatever was on, man. Whatever was on. It was on black and white, and it was like a 3-inch television.
Did you notice that kid's making out with that tiny TV?
Well... And doing it wrong.
And he's doing it wrong.
So they opened up a mall there in Mishawaka. And it's Black Friday. And they send this guy out to cover the mall opening. And the problem is, it's 2017, and no one cares about the malls. Here we go. This is from WNDU in South Bend.
Josh, how are things going?
Well, you know what, Alex? I thought I was going to be inside, and apparently I'm stuck outside because security reasons and all that other rigmarole. Look, just look behind me. You see the long lines of people out.
There's no one
here at 5:45 or so. We were expecting a big crowd. We don't have the big crowd that we expected. I got up at 3 o'clock excited to do my first ever Black Friday, and ain't nobody here. I am literally upset right now. I don't know why people did not wake up. They had too much food. I don't know what the deal is. You got cars coming through, but they're stuck right now in their cars. Nobody's coming out. Yeah, they open their doors at 6 o'clock, but I'm really upset right now. We don't have anybody out here. We got another news crew that I'm not going to name. She's out here. So at the moment, I'm going to send it back to y'all because ain't nobody here. I'm going back home. I'm going back to my bed, and I'm going to sleep. Alex, we send it back to you at top 10.
Oh, Josh, I feel bad for you. David says that you're on the wrong side of the mall. So maybe that's what it is. You just got to go to the other side of the mall, and that's where the line is.
You know what? I'll go to the other side of the mall, and I'm going to see another line of cars, and nobody's going to be getting out of those cars because it's almost 30 degrees. You know what? I'm just...
Oh, Josh, he just walks off the shot.
All right. Joshua Short reporting live at the a little bit of a disappointing start to Black Friday. But don't worry, Josh. We'll come back to you, and I'm sure...
No. Josh just told you he's done.
No, Josh... Josh is not going to take your direction and go to the other side of the mall.
I'm being told you're on the wrong side of the mall, Josh. I got up at 3 o'clock excited to do my first Black Friday and ain't nobody here. I'm literally upset right now. Let's start this one more, just a little bit of the beginning of this.
We'll be opening in just under an hour from now. Josh, how are things going?
Well, you know what, Alex? I thought I was going to be inside, and apparently I'm stuck outside because of security reasons and all that other rigmarole. Look,
that's it. All that other rigmarole.
Now, let me get this straight. If you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're doing that early, the early morning show.
Everybody, I'm going to interrupt you because I think you're about to say the same thing, though. If you're the morning reporter that does the live hits, you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning.
And you are working till probably you're probably working till 11 or noon anyway.
That's correct.
So you're not going home.
No.
Because there's other things to be done after this.
No, you're not going to bed.
You don't get to go back to bed because this story didn't pan out.
No news today.
No news.
Nothing happening in South Bend. I'm going to sleep.
No, you might actually have to go do some stuff for the afternoon show or for the... Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, I don't know.
You just don't get to. Nothing's going on.
I don't know if Joshua Short still has a job. My guess is Josh,
you get up at 3 o'clock every morning, and you're supposed to be working till noon.
That's how that works.
Uh huh.
You know how
that's,
it's.
That's
how
why
it's
we call. That's
work.
Why we call it a full time job.
Exactly. That was kind of the idea. Wait a minute. I have some breaking news. NBC News announcing Joshua Short is the new anchor of the Today Show.
Now, who is that?
That's the kid from Notre Dame, South Bend. With all that rigmarole.
You're just pulling my leg.
Yeah, no.
Boy, that's climbing the ladder quickly.
Well, the heat on this kid is huge. People can't get enough of Joshua Short. That's it for this installment. We are back tomorrow with a show just for the patrons.
The podcast is has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, also 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. When you're there today, make sure you get those gift cards. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Taking a look at this kid's resume. He's from Justice, Illinois, and he started in May there at WNDU-TV. But it says there he's working there for 7 months. It says he still has the job.
Does he consistently make threats that he's going home?
I would love that. I'm going to recommend that today at work. We need a reporter who just every day
says, "This story is not living up to my expectations. That's all, and I'm going home."
I've had enough of this. I am literally upset. He just graduated in 2017 from Columbia College in Chicago from broadcast journalism with an A-. So congrats, Josh. You're on your way up, man. I am literally upset right now. I was supposed to be inside the nice warm mall. I'm out here because of all this, and there's another station here. I won't mention her. You did, Josh. You just did.
You were this close to getting an A. You know why you didn't?
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, Kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.